What data is currently in the Do Not Pay tool?
Oh, good afternoon, Francis. Thanks for having me. Right now, we have a starting point of a couple of key databases that have very relevant information on whether an individual or an entity should receive a payment. Those databases include the Death Master File, which is originates out of the Social Security Administration and maintains, obviously, the name is somewhat self-explanatory, but provides a listing of deceased individuals, the Excluded Party List, a list which originates out of GSA, which includes the entities that have been suspended or debarred for whatever reason and therefore no longer eligible to receive awards or contracts from the federal government. We have Treasury's debt database, which has outstanding debts that are owed by individuals and entities. And those are that's the current footprint of data, but we're working with other agencies to look for additional sources of data, again, that have that basic type of information that would render an individual or an entity ineligible for an award.
Is there a definitive list of the potential sources of data? Danny, are you still in the process of figuring out what data agencies have that's relevant to this?
I think right now we're in a more of an open-ended frame because we're learning each time. I mean, I'll give you an example of an additional database would be prisoner data. We're working with the Bureau of Prisons and states right now to see if we can bring on that capability as well because, as it turns out, not in every case is an incarcerated individual ineligible, but in most cases they are. And that's another area where we want to get that basic foundation of information so that we can avoid payments in all those cases.
Now, I try to do my homework whenever I talk to you, and I tried to do that today, and I discovered not too long after trying this that this is only for people who work for the federal government. So take me on a little tour, if you can, on once I go inside the website, which we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com. When I go into this portal, what happens? What do I have to do? What information do I have to be ready to provide? And what do I get back?
So let me, it's a good question, Francis. Let me first, you know, make sure that your listeners understand why it is only open to the federal government. It's essentially a privacy issue. For example, just you think about the debt database. You know, it's not public information who owes an outstanding debt to the federal government. And so we have to be careful about protecting individual privacy. And so it's for that reason. There are some elements of the database that are public. For example, the list of excluded parties is public, and you can find that on the GSA website. But the Do Not Pay list synthesizes and brings all the data information, and when doing that, you bring in a mixture of both public and confidential information, and therefore that requires us to put up the firewall to keep it for federal view only. So now, getting to the brunt of your question, once an agency logs into the system, they have the opportunity to share into the system information about their potential awardees or payees. They can provide a file. They can either do an individual input the information on a one-off basis, or they can upload a larger file. Let's say a file of 100 vendors that are in their database right now, and the solution will give them a risk report back, which will basically signal if there's any connections that were made to, say, for example, the excluded party list or the debt file. And one of the challenges with this type of approach is, you know, there are companies and you know, sometimes they're keyed in with different names. You might have Jones Corporation, you might have Jones CO period, you might have Jones LLP, and it might be listed differently on the agency's file than it is in, for example, the excluded party list. But at the same time, it might be the very same entity. So what we do is we create what we call a risk report of sorts that tells the agency you have a risk that one of the entities that you're doing business with is actually on this excluded party list and you should investigate further. This is really about technology that gets the agencies smarter about who they're planning to pay and who they're planning to do business with, and that's that can be a real game changer in terms of helping us battle the issue of improper payments.
It certainly seems logical to me, Danny, what you're talking about the limitations to who can see this information, because the first thing I thought of when I looked at this was I cannot imagine what kind of PII is behind this firewall. So I didn't mean to imply that there was something going on that I didn't think should be by the fact that this is only available to federal employees. I think it makes perfect sense. What did you learn from some of the other portals that gather data together that you were able to apply to the Do Not Pay portal when it comes to data hygiene and the various number of sources from which you're going to bring in information?
Well, there's, you know, this is a significant area of emerging technology right now. There's a combination of things going on, and a lot of which the government is starting to leverage more and more. That's kind of burgeoning and growing in the corporate environment. But there are tools now that can gather enormous quantities of data in real time from a variety of different sources. Whether we're working with, if we're in a government context, we're growing our capabilities to grab data from both government databases and then public databases in real time and do, as I said, in massive quantities. And that technology is really exciting in terms of its capacity in the last few years. And then the other dimension to this, which is critical, is the analytics on the data itself. And there's a lot of smart thinking going on, both external and internal to government, to how to query the data, how to build those algorithms into the data to keep us ahead of fraudsters and those that would look to scheme the United States out of money. So, you know, you starting with the basic footprint of just a match, you want to make sure first, does my vendor file hit any matches with a file that shows that this vendor should no longer be doing business with the government? That's your basic foundation, and then you grow from there and look at a lot of more sophisticated analysis. For example, was the vendor at one point incorporated under a name that is suspended and debarred but is now no longer? So there's a history there, and that's worth looking into, because maybe they just reincorporated and there's still a basis to deny award. That's obviously a little trickier than just a straight up data match, but the reality is that there are systems and solutions out there that can do it, and our goal with the Do Not Pay list is to grow over time into that capacity. And the major solution that I'm most familiar with is the solutions that were put in place under the Recovery Act by the Recovery Board, who do this type of more sophisticated forensics, looking at the information. And we're working very closely with the Recovery Board. They're helping us build our vision towards a more capable tool to get at improper payments at almost every dimension.